Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Alrighty, everyone, I am here downtown in the parking garage. Seems to be my normal spot for a podcast. It is a little noisy out there. Got sirens everywhere. I don't know how people live in the city. I cannot wait to get out into the country. So excited, but that is the least on my mind right now. We're going to talk about a very difficult subject, which is death. You may be experiencing that in your own life, the death of someone else. Maybe you're actually looking at your own mortality, looking at your life, how you're living it, doing a soul check, right? Do I need to get to confession? How can I change to be a more virtuous person, to walk that path of salvation? And when you think about death from a person that has faith, it's very different than a person who doesn't believe that there's an afterlife. It is night and day. Because I used to be that person who didn't know for sure. I believed there was a higher power, a God, but I didn't understand at all what faith really was as a Christian. And I was afraid of death. I was afraid of death for myself. I was afraid of death for other people. I am now facing that with my dad. We decided to go a certain path of treatment, and it turned out to make things worse. Last night, there was an emergency procedure, and we don't know what it's going to do. We have to wait and see. So this is kind of the Hail Mary move. Lord, you're going to take him, or he's going to bounce back, and maybe he's got a fighting chance. But in this case, I'm going to tell you, there is such peace in my heart because my dad asked for a priest, received the beautiful sacrament, the anointing of the sick, anointing of the sick, and the apostolic pardon, and confession. So he is right with God. His soul is prepared. Now, maybe some of you out there, and I gotta tell you, for me and him, we're golden. We are. There's peace when it comes to death. There is joy when it comes to death, because he is going to a place that is way better than here, and he will be out of pain and be in heaven. That is like what the anointing of the sick pretty much is, like a straight line to heaven. Now he's still living. There's been a few days. Don't know what he's done or anything. I'm sure there's no mortal sins that he's committed since he's been in the hospital. But that's kind of the idea. It's usually a beautiful gift in the church to help someone on their pathway to the next life. Okay. What about you people who are like, yeah, that's great, Kendra, but my relative or friend is not asking for a priest? Now that's tough. What you have to do is let it go. Continue to pray. Pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Pray to Mary and Jesus for their mercy for this person, for their ignorance, for the fact that they don't have faith. And for whatever reason, however they've lived their life, you've got to have faith that God will love them into heaven. They may spend some time in purgatory. I mean, honestly, I think we all will. But for those who maybe are refusing or don't want any priest to, even if they're a fallen away Catholic, like my father, he was not practicing. He grew up Catholic. Honestly, people, he contemplated the priesthood. That's crazy. So for him, I knew he would ask. But 2 days prior to that, he refused when I offered it to him. Hey, Dad, do you want to see a priest? He said, nah. So there you go. A guy who within 2 days changed his heart. God and the Holy Spirit within him had him contemplate his mortality. Some people don't even know what the anointing of the sixth sacrament is. So if you have people who have been away from the church, like I was, I didn't even know what the Catholicism stuff was all about, period. So I was completely ignorant. Now, your person that you're talking about here who is refusing may also be ignorant. So it might be an opportunity for you to say, hey, do you know that there's this beautiful sacrament in the Catholic Church and you're Catholic? So you can receive this from a priest. Look it up. Show the person the actual documentation. Go out and look up on that their inner web the sacrament of the sick Catholic. And you can find out what the beautiful promises are. Maybe if the person knows what they would be receiving, they might want it. It may take them a day or two. It may take the situation to change and get a little bit more critical for them to be kind of shocked into it, like my father. But in the end, it has to be their decision. It's got to be free will. We're just being there, offering them information on their journey to help them hopefully get into heaven or purgatory at the very least. We've got to have faith in the mercy of God. Yes, the Catholic Church says that if you're not Catholic and if your soul is in a mortal sin state, you're going to go to hell. But we have to believe that God will have mercy on us. That's the rules in the book, right? In the Catholic Catechism. But God's generosity and his love for us is so much greater than that. So let's have faith that he will look at our loved ones, look at how they live their life, and their true heart. That's the other thing. We don't know people's deepest, darkest hearts. I shouldn't say darkest. That sounds bad. We don't know people's intention. When people do things, that's why we can't judge, by the way. When people do things that are bad, we don't know if they did them intentionally or by accident. We don't know the intention of their heart behind those actions. It could have been a loving gesture, but that kind of turned bad, you know, just went awry or something. So that's why we do not judge other people. We leave that to God. And the same goes with the people that are sick. I have had someone very close to me not receive the priest. And I still have confidence and I still pray. And the Divine Mercy Chaplet is something that we can pray while they're alive, after they're dead, just to continue to ask God for their mercy or for his mercy for them. That's what I meant to say. All right. Death. Sorry, I had to clear my throat there. I'm not feeling bad. I'm not sick anymore. It just seems to be this hanging on kind of little bit of congestion that I have. Plus, I'm crying a lot, so, you know, kind of clogs up the whole nose. All right. Death, when you have faith, is a beautiful thing. Death, when you don't have faith, not so much. It's scary. So that's what we have to do, is consider where they're at, these people. They may be afraid, and they may not treat you so well. They may be crabby or irritable or angry. They may be melancholy and sad and just, you know, lost all hope. They're in despair. That's where we come in, with prayer on our own, but also to console them and say, look, there is another life. And just ask Jesus into your heart. They may not want to hear it, but that's who you are. They know that you are faithful. And you can say, you can have peace through this. You really can. But It's the peace of God, not the peace from this world, not the peace from the doctor, not the peace from the nurse. It's God. And that's why I am feeling so peaceful. My father is relieved, I cannot tell you. My mom, who's been praying, you know, she's like, oh, I just keep praying that that priest would get to him before he passes. And he did. So it was another prayer answered. There are so many graces, so many blessings that are happening as well. So I'm not giving up. I am not giving up hope. I'm just preparing and I'm processing all of this. And I'm about ready to head in there and see how he's doing after this overnight procedure. I haven't heard anything from my brother, bless his heart, who's been spending the night in the hospital every single night. It's amazing. And these are the blessings, again, that I'm seeing. God brings good out of bad. Whew. Okay. We are people of faith. I just want to end on one thing before we pray. We are people of faith. And we have to share that faith. We want people to know that there is a God out there that loves them and is wanting them up in heaven with him. In such simple terms. Especially if they're fallen away Catholics and they're facing death. Educate them on that beautiful sacrament. Say you can come home anytime. Doesn't matter how long it's been. And then you can always end with this. Why not? What do you have to lose? If you're wrong and there's no afterlife, okay, there's no afterlife. You're not going to hell. You're not going to heaven. You're just, it didn't matter. But if it does matter, I don't know. Why take the chance? Why not go through this process and give yourself a peace of mind? Because if there is and heaven and a hell, to have not taken this step, you're going to kick yourself. Or maybe not. I don't know. You know, again, we can't push our beliefs onto other people and we have to respect their decision. And then again, just give it to God. Okay, I'm repeating myself now. Let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, into our whole being. Help us to live in today, this 24 hours, with hope and joy and peace in our hearts. Help us be that to other people, because we don't know what they're going through in their lives. Lord, when we face things like death and leaving this earth, help us to have peace and faith and trust that you have a merciful heart and that you will open your heart to our loved ones who have been duped by the evil one down here, who believed all the lies. Help bring them into your kingdom. We have faith and trust in your love that is so overwhelming, we can't even fathom it. Help us also to process death and to look at it as a beautiful step to the next life, not to be fearful. I pray for anyone who's suffering with death in their lives, in their family. They're contemplating what life is going to be. They're about ready to lose someone. That you, Lord, give them peace and that you give them love and all of these beautiful blessings throughout this process so that they can look back at the beauty of this time and not the pain, the anguish, the sadness. In your, excuse me, in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guardian angel, please guide us and lead us and protect us. The whole holy army, please be with us today, fighting the good fight. In your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, everyone, I'll keep you updated. Thank you for all your prayers. I'm telling you, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel the love. That's the best way that I can say it. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Alrighty, find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.